Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Happy Saturday and welcome to this special edition of The Sports Page, this Cowboys playoff edition. I'm Ashton Nix with Chris Robb Jr. and we are going to be previewing the Cowboys and 49ers playoff game coming up tomorrow. Chris, is this the matchup? I know we talked about our last episode what matchups we'd prefer and what teams we prefer the Cowboys are going to be playing in the first round. And I don't know if this one even came up because so many things had to happen for the 49ers to get in there, for the Cowboys to move up, the 49ers to be the sixth seed. Is this the better matchup you feel for the Cowboys? Worse? What do you think?
I'm not sure if I spoke on it, you know, earlier on. I don't really like this matchup. I think, you know, obviously I think the Cowboys are the better team, but, you know, it's a tough matchup. They have a lot of talent all over. They're almost like, you know, identical to the Cowboys in the sense that they have stars on both sides of the ball. And they're just really tough. They're just really tough, hard to bring down, especially like in the open field, you know, Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. It's a tough matchup. I think the Cowboys are, they're the better team, obviously. I feel like they should win the game, but it's definitely going to be way closer than I've been hearing, you know, fans talk about, you know, all week.
Yeah, and Vegas is right now, the line is 3.5 points, and you basically get 2 or 3 points from Vegas for home field advantage. Right. So they're thinking the same thing. It's a really close game. And when I have a lot of friends on Facebook and Twitter that are 49ers fans, and they're loving this matchup. They were wanting the Cowboys, which is kind of worrisome to a sense. I mean, you knew to be able to move up, you were probably going to end up playing somebody who had just won a game.
Yeah.
Unless you had, I mean, because either way, unless you would have lost that game. If you lose that game, then you have whoever doesn't win the NFC West. But you win that game, so once you're winning that game, you're like, okay, well, whoever I'm going to have is probably going to just win a game. So it's kind of lose-lose there.
Right.
And I agree with you. I wasn't thinking the 49ers either. I was thinking the Cardinals, the Rams, or the possibly the Eagles if the Bucs would have lost.
Those
are who were in the playoffs already. Because of the Saints winning and then the 49ers winning, the 49ers move up to that spot. And I don't like this matchup a whole lot either, although it does look better than the Rams or the Cardinals, because the teams the Cowboys have been beating all year, they've been beating,
right,
don't have a strong quarterback.
Yeah.
And then this kind of fits right in there. I don't know if Garoppolo, you know, he's obviously better than a lot of the quarterbacks that the Cowboys have faced.
Yeah, he's like, you know, like kind of like a Kirk Cousins level in my eyes. You know, he's like that type of caliber.
Yeah. And not that the Cowboys can't beat a good quarterback.
Right.
They almost took down the Buccaneers in week one. Whatever you think of Justin Herbert, they beat the Chargers then. But they just haven't had a lot on their schedule. I know they lost to Teddy Bridgewater, and they struggled somewhat with the Saints, who, what Hill was third string quarterback when the season started.
Yeah.
So it's those weird quarterbacks that you don't want to mess with. That's why I don't want, I mean, there's a lot of people, hoping Garoppolo doesn't even play, that they did, which is ridiculous. Why would you, you know, I know they don't like Garoppolo. That's why they drafted a quarterback in the first round. Like, was it the third overall pick?
Yes, yeah.
But Garoppolo got you there. And the
He's a
cow,
winner. Like,
yeah,
really lose.
he is, yeah. But you know what you have with Garoppolo. He can be a decently above average quarterback at his best, and on average, he's slightly below average quarterback.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you're going to get if that's
Exactly.
and that's kind of how we scripted it, is playing quarterbacks they've never seen before, because for some reason, I don't know if the scouts or the video department or whoever just doesn't plan for them at all. So actually, it may be better for the 49ers to bench Garoppolo. They may have a better chance of beating the Cowboys.
Yeah. They, I mean, and they, I mean, they're gonna, I believe they're gonna run the ball probably like 35, 40 times. You know, it's that's just what they do there.
Yeah.
Hard nose, they run the ball. You know, Garoppolo, he throws when necessary, and when like when he's forced to throw, you know, he's efficient. He's fairly efficient. He doesn't really mess up, but he can mess up. He'll definitely give you one if you get the right pressure on him. And he's also dealing with the you know, the hand injury. So you know, he just it's kind of a wild, it's like a he's a wild card. You never know.
Yeah, and obviously Mike is probably going to play more linebacker, at least in
Right.
running situations in this game. But that's okay with Lawrence and Gregory. You keep them on there, and then in passing situations you put Mike in there and on the end,
Yeah,
and
I feel like,
see what you can do with them.
yeah, obvious pass situation. I would just put him at on a D line and just have him go get the quarterback. But he needs to be a linebacker chasing around, you know, Deebo Samuel and what's the other running back's name? Elijah Mitchell. So, you know,
I
he'll,
like that you said other running back, like Deebo
yeah,
Samuel is a running back.
just, but yeah, they just got Deebo all over the place. So, but he's, I mean, he's probably gonna get, you know. He'll probably get like 10 carries maybe. And that's just what they do. They just run the ball. So, you know, we'll see. It's I did not like this matchup at all. I and they come, you know, they've won four of the last five. They're you know, they're strong, tough nose. It's
Yeah, they're
I
a
mean
little more desperate.
yeah,
Their
they're dead.
fans travel well. I don't know if they're going to have as many of their fans in the stands as past years. I know playoff games are completely different because you find out a week before, and you don't have months and months to save up and plan to travel or whatever.
Right.
But I am worried about that, especially since the Cowboys are having a whiteout. That's just gonna, make it more obvious how many red jerseys are
Oh.
gonna be there in the in the
Yeah.
stands. But I think it's good that we're all worried about it. It seems in the past that the times that everybody was picking the Cowboys, we were all confident, we were looking ahead too much, that it seemed that's when the Cowboys will let you down.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, think about it. The games where they blew out the Falcons, they blew out the Redskins, the Eagles. I know they didn't even play their players, but we weren't expecting anything like that. We were expecting the Cowboys to beat the Eagles because they were playing all their backups, but they played really well. I mean, even after Dak came out, they scored a couple more times. And the Falcons, it was right after, I believe it was the week after that terrible Broncos game. And then. Did I say the Redskins? The football team, the last time they blew them out, I mean, I think the Cowboys had won a few straight, but it was really ugly games they should have blown the other team out by a lot, and they just came out and scored 42 points in the first half. So
Yeah.
I think it's a good sign that we're all kind of iffy about it, because
Yeah.
other than, fans, I don't put too much stock into, because we're biased, obviously. So if during watching a Cowboys game or whatever, pick your favorite sports team. And when you're on Facebook, it gives you your memories from past years, and you're going back and you're completely calm now, and you're going back and seeing what you posted about the Cowboys during the Cowboys game how many ever years ago. It's almost
Right.
like you're a little drunk or a little high off something. So even during the games, when I post, I'm obviously a little biased for the better or for the worse. You know, sometimes, man, this team sucks, or this team is great, but you know, kind of sitting back, just evaluating it. There's a lot of fans that, you know, obviously you're saying the Cowboys are going to blow them out or go to the Super Bowl, which I can see. This is a different team than past years, but I don't necessarily like the matchup, but I like being in the third seed because that means we're not going to Lambeau in round two, assuming we beat the 49ers.
I've been hearing all week about how, it's gonna be, it's either it's gonna be a blowout or it's gonna be a really close game. I've been hearing a lot of it's gonna be a blowout though, and I'm like, the 49ers, they're not a pushover. They're actually, really good. They're in the best division of football. They're probably playing the best football, probably besides the Rams, but they beat the Rams in that division. And, two through six, I feel like is like in the NFC is a toss-up. Is they're all about the same caliber team. They're all really good. All of them can make a run. I don't, the Eagles, I don't think they can make a run. They kind of barely got in, but two through six, either one of those teams can get hot and make a run. And it's, I just don't get how, people can think it's going to be a blowout. I hope so. I really hope it'll be a, it's one of those games where they finally put it all together. And as I feel like they should play, they're a really good team. The Cowboys are a really good team. But I'm expecting a close game. I hope it's not. I hope it's a, one of those games where I'm like, okay, like, this game is in hand, and I can, eat my wings and just hang out and just finish. I just hope it's one of those games. But
And we've
it's gonna.
talked about it before, I think, on this show, that you want it to be comfortable. You know, of course, you want them to blow it out, but yeah, make it a relaxing game. But then you talk about the great games of all time. I mean, you want to witness those, but at the same time, you don't want to go through the emotional roller coaster during the game. I think it's going to be close to. If one team has the ability to blow out the other, it's definitely the Cowboys. If everything's going right, on paper, the Cowboys are just a way better team. I don't want to call it inaccuracy with Dak, but the craziness with Dak, where just some games he's not there. You know, call it calf injury or whatever you want to say about him when he's said he's been good for weeks, and he'll. Have a weird game like they did in Washington. And then, he had a great game last week in Philadelphia. He had a great game before that. It's, you assume, he's on a roll now, but I mean, every good streak or bad streak always comes to an end at some point. You just hope it's not now. You hope that Tyron Smith is nice and rested and he'll be able to, make a run without getting hurt. You think, go back to Dak. You hope that he's kind of in a groove. I don't know what it is with Dak. It's at his best, he can be one of the, best quarterbacks. I don't want to say greatest of all time. We're not to that point yet, but he has looked that level multiple times.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can, you tell me he's a top three quarterback. I mean, looking at his stats this year, it'd be hard to say that, but he's there. I mean, if you want to make an argument for that, I'm saying, yeah, sure, we can make an argument. He's had issues as other quarterbacks have. And talent wise, he's right up there, though. I don't necessarily think talent wise you can say that there's a quarterback that's definitely better than him. Now, when you talk about, Romo's last years when he couldn't stay healthy, he was finally learning how to read defenses. Maybe Dak's just in that transitional point. Like, he may have, I'm not saying he does have more talent than this, but as an example, he can have more talent than Brady or Rodgers, but Brady or Rodgers has the experience and they can make calls a lot better than Dak can right now. And again, I'm not saying, I'm just using them as examples of being more talented. So you just hope that, sorry to drink, take a drink of water.
Oh, yeah.
You just hope that the Niners defense doesn't know whatever the kryptonite is for Dak this year that some teams have been able to figure out. I do know that a lot of players are posting on social media that they like this matchup. They see the Cowboys' weaknesses. But, of course, what else are you going to say?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess you could be like Roethlisberger and just say we don't have a chance in this game.
Yeah. That was hilarious. I think Dak is, you know, he's really good against zone coverage. You know, they play a lot of zone coverage. They, you know, rarely play man. I feel like, you know, they get the, you know, right protection. He'll be able to, you know, carve them up. I think Dak is right now, he's probably around the fifth or sixth, like he's hovering around that fifth or sixth best quarterback in the league area for me, like as of right now, like, you know, his recent struggles. I do feel like he can definitely be a top five quarterback, you know, throughout his whole career. I don't think he'll ever reach, as far as like us saying like, oh, he's top three his whole career. You know, with Pat Mahomes and, you know, the Justin Herbert. And I think he'll, you know, he'll be top five his whole career. But, you know, it's, you know, I love Dak. I struggle sometimes because he'll come out and look like, you know, like you said, the greatest quarterback in the league. And then the next week he'll come out and, you know, play like, you know, like Kirk Cousins or something like that. You know, it's just,
yeah. And he'll have games like on Thanksgiving where he was pretty bad the first three quarters.
Exactly.
And the fourth quarter he was amazing. And it wasn't a situation where it's garbage time, they're trying to catch up. No, they were in that game the whole time. They led some, the Raiders led some. It's just back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have no clue what it was. If I was Jerry Jones, I'd be figuring out what happened there and change it, you know, whether it was a scent he picked up on or a noise he heard or something that flipped a switch on in that game, and just make sure he's always in that mindset. But no, I agree with you. I think at his best, you know, if he would have not gotten hurt and kind of kept a resemblance of what he started this year as when everyone was saying he was an MVP candidate, I think top notch, he could have finished as one of the top three quarterbacks.
Yeah, definitely.
But overall, I mean, even Mahomes and other people have slumps, but overall, I think you're going to have the mix of games where he's really, really good, and then it's questionable what's going on. And yeah, he's always going to be probably a top five. You know, I think some of his worst years, you can say maybe just a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
But to question at this point, you know, is Dak the quarterback, which is weird. I know neither of us are questioning that.
Exactly.
He's what you got. He's good enough. He's better than a lot of quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl. I agree. You can't have Dak the main guy.
That's a great point.
Yeah. On offense anyways, you can have, I mean, he can be the guy, but you're going to have a pretty decent defense, which right now, I mean, I don't, you know, not talking past this season because you have a lot of free agents coming up. You have a lot of stars on this defense, more than you've seen in a while. Even though Diggs gives up the most yards of any cornerback, but he has the most interceptions. You know,
right.
I'll still take it.
I'll take it. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, these turnovers have really helped the Cowboys be where they're at. Micah Parsons is just an absolute monster. This is the first season, I think, or that you've had Randy Gregory at this level for this long. I mean, you've seen little spurts of it, but he's always been hurt or suspended. Now you have Lawrence out there. Anthony Brown, I mean, we complain about Anthony Brown, but the level he's played at, you know, he would be a starting cornerback on most NFL teams.
Yeah.
And he's a solid sometimes number three cornerback, but most of the time number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anthony Brown's really, he's, you know, I talk about him on, you know, like social media, as far as like Thanksgiving game, because that was at a certain point it was getting kind of ridiculous. But he's a really good corner. You know, he might be, well, I won't say he's a better cover corner than Diggs. I think he's more, he might be more technically sound, as far as like he's not as aggressive. He won't jump the, you know, like the hitches and the slants that Diggs does, you know, to get the picks. But he'll be in the right position. A lot of times he's in the right position. You know, it's just about him just making a play on the ball, but he's really good.
Yeah, and you'll talk about the times he has given up big plays against Antonio Brown, but typically you're not facing receiving cores where that Anthony Brown's facing that kind of talent, and it was one big play.
Yeah, one big play.
And then on Thanksgiving, I mean, he should have been able to adjust to what the ref was calling. I mean, the ref called it pretty consistently, those pass interference calls. In most cases, none of the pass interference calls he perpetrated, whatever you want to call it, really would have been called. But after the first couple, you realize, okay, they're calling it soft today. So you need to make that adjustment. And he didn't, but he was right. I mean, he was right on the receiver every time. He didn't get lost. That was the only dig you can get against him is the pass interferences, which sucked. And you take just one of those away and they probably win that game.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why the Cowboys, I mean, you think, okay, great, they're covered if the 49ers try to throw the ball, but they're not going to do that very much. They're going to be running the ball, and we'll see how they can do that against Deebo Samuel not being a traditional running back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Diggs, I know he said he was going to try to follow Deebo, but you know, they put him everywhere. So you just, you know, you never know. I think with, you know, on Sunday, if they get him into, you know, obvious passing situations, then, you know, I feel like the game is won right there, because if Jimmy Garoppolo just, if he beats me, then like, okay, fine. You know, I can, I guess, not respect it. I'll be upset, obviously, but you know, I would want him to beat me instead of, you know, them chewing the clock, you know, having 7-minute drives and then, you know, kicking a field goal or scoring a touchdown and limiting your offense to, you know, come on the field. And because, you know, you have a top 2, top 3 offense in the league. I don't want that kind of like slow, grinded out game, because
that means their offense is off, or they're holding the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, because look at the games where the defense has struggled as opposed to where the offense has struggled. The Cowboys won more games than the defense has struggled, and vice versa. I'll take if you tell me both teams are going to score 30-something points and not tell me who wins, I'll take it, because I think the Cowboys win a game like that.
Yeah,
if they say it's going to be 21-17, that worries me, because I think the Cowboys, I mean, obviously 17 would be disappointing, but I want them to score way more than 21 points.
Yeah.
And
they averaged, what, 35, 36 points a game at home. So, I mean, that would be tough.
I mean, not that the 49ers have a pushover defense, but the Cowboys have faced better defenses.
Definitely.
And they, you know, hopefully, you know, with this drag last few games of the last half of the season, probably, where people were saying, is Kellen Moore holding back certain plays, certain formations? And you really don't want to believe that, especially when they start struggling and losing a few games. But hopefully there's something that the Cowboys offense still has that we haven't seen yet a lot, or at least not a lot of, where there's going to be a lot of crazy trick plays that they just don't have to go up there, you know, just go heads up against their defense, and then you can let Dak do his thing after the defense is kind of off-centered.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I you know, I wish Gallup was playing, but I love Cedric Wilson and what he brings as far as like, you know, jet sweeps and he's a good route runner. I think he can be like an X factor for sure, especially if Amari says he's healthy, but you know, it's always something. And you know, CD is he's kind of been up and down all year. I think he can be like he can Cedric Wilson can have kind of like not a breakout game, but he can definitely be effective.
Yeah, in this situation, Cedric Wilson, I like. I think, you know, people saying don't re-sign Gallup, Cedric Wilson, which I believe his contract's up too. If he's your third receiver for a season long situation, I think the film will start. How do I want to say? I think teams will catch on to a lot of what he's doing. It's great when he just goes in there in different situations and is able to be wide open, and he's really fast, really elusive. And I think a situation like now where he hasn't played every single game, at least more than a couple of snaps if he has, that he's still that, like you said, that X factor, kind of a mystery. You can't really just put everything on him or enough on him because you're still worrying about Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, and there's not enough film on him right now to really be able to, not in this offense this year, to put a real game plan together against him. So you're just, throwing your third guy against him.
Yeah, he's like you said, like he's kind of like that mystery guy that he, I mean, he has film, but at the same time, he doesn't have, you know, like Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb type film. You know, he's definitely the mystery, and like, you know, keep him under wraps. And I think he'll have a pretty good game on Sunday. I think I'm not gonna say he's gonna be the difference, but he'll definitely be one of those people that you're like, oh, okay, like, you know, if we didn't have that catch or these yards, this game might look a little different. So, but it's gonna, I'm excited.
Yeah, he's gonna have a game. If he's gonna be a true X factor, he's gonna have a game where he has two or three catches for like 100 yards. It's not gonna be a grinded out Cedric Wilson catches 10 catches. And if he does, and I'm wrong, I don't even know what to say to that. I'm thinking that's a struggling offense if he's catching 10, because you're not, unless it's just everybody's catching a bunch and it's just a blowout. But yeah, like most of his games that you notice, he'll have like two catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown.
That's what I'm looking. He'll probably have a couple pop plays like that.
And hopefully, I'll as long as Dak is there and your receivers aren't dropping balls, the offensive line is decent, I'll take it. Whatever the defense ends up being, I don't think they're going to be incredibly awful. They have a decently, I don't want to say deep on the roster in defense, but they have a lot of decent players, and you have your prob four stars. If you have to include Diggs in that as a star, because he has more interception than anybody else. But outside of those four, you have a lot of decent players, as opposed to last year when you were just throwing players out there and you're like, let's see if this works. And luckily, you're not dealing with that same type of defense this year.
Agreed. I think, you know, speaking of defense, I think, you know, Jayron Kearse, he's gonna, this is like one of those games we kind of need him because the Cowboys don't really do good against tight ends. I think he matches up fairly well. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5", you know, against George Kittle. I just and he's I think he's the Cowboys' leading tackler, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I feel like this is one of those games where we really need him. He's just coming off of I think he was in COVID protocols or something like that, but we're definitely going to need him this game. But like you said, they're the Cowboys have, you know, they have a few stars, but they have, you know, a lot of you know, pretty good players on defense. So I'm not really too worried about it.
And real quick, before we end the show, what is your prediction? Not just score, give me kind of overall prediction of what the game looks like.
I'm thinking, let me think, because I've been going back and forth all week.
Or maybe tell me what you kind of want to happen realistically, where it looks like, okay, that makes sense, and it more than likely could happen.
I think that it'll be a close game, you know, going into the third. I feel like the Cowboys will kind of separate themselves in the third quarter. I'm thinking Dak is going to have a pretty good game. The way they play defense, I'm thinking Dak's going to have a pretty good game. He's going to, you know, they're going to throw it. They're going to catch it well. I think they'll pull away late. It's going to be one of those grinded out games because, you know, the Cowboys, they aren't really great at, you know, run defense. That's going to be one of those, they're going to try to keep them off the field, but I think the Cowboys eventually, you know, show, you know, why they're the third seed. And, you know, and I feel like that crowd is going to definitely give them a lot of, you know, definitely give them a boost. So I think they'll pull away in the third.
Yeah, I have them winning 31-21, but yeah. It's a lot closer than that. I'm thinking you're going to see every aspect of the Cowboys season in this game. I don't know if they're going to start off slow or slow down later on, but they're going to be frustrating parts of this game where you think they can't do anything. I don't think there's a situation where they just constantly run over the defense or the 49ers constantly run over our defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a like you said, a grinded out game, but then there's little flutters of big plays.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the Cowboys have like a 3-point lead midway through the fourth, and they just go down there, score a touchdown to put it away. So, something like that. And I think overall you look back and everybody has a pretty good game. And maybe Diggs gives up a good play, a big play, but maybe he gets another interception or something. Maybe Dak throws an interception or just a really poorly placed ball. But then he comes back and completes a bunch. I think it's going to be back and forth. I don't think it's going to be a really bad game or a really good game overall.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be a bunch of different emotions happening, and the Cowboys have a good win by 10 points.
Yeah, I was we were right along, you know, together as far as like I said 31-24. I think it's just going to be one of those grinded out games. If the Cowboys can get, you know, 30 points, I feel like they win because, you know, that's not really what the Niners do. That's not what they do. So it's, I got 31-24.
Yeah. That'd be a nice game. And you want to have confidence going the next week. And I don't know that I just want the Cowboys to blow them out, even if they can, because it seems like every game they blow out one team, it's the next game they're kind of.
Yeah, they're
lollygagging around. Maybe they're too cocky. I don't know what it is. You would think that wouldn't be an issue with pro sports players, but yeah, you never know.
Especially not in the playoffs, you know. This.
Yeah. So hopefully that, and maybe we'll hope for an Eagles upset over the Bucks, and then the Cowboys can host another game.
Yeah, that's the dream scenario. And to touch on that really really quick, I think that's going to be a closer game than expected. I've been seeing, you know, especially on like a lot of sports shows, they're giving the Eagles a lot of credit. I like Tampa. You know, they're a good team. Obviously, they're the defending, you know, champs and everything. But I think that's going to be a way closer game than people expect.
Yeah. And Tampa's one of those teams where they but it wouldn't be a big surprise they lost to a team like that because they've done it multiple times. They lost to the Saints. I kept wanting to say Steelers. The Saints a couple times this year. And the Eagles aren't a run, although, I mean, last week, obviously not, but they didn't play any of most of their starters.
Right.
But, you know, they're going to be fresh, and I think they could. And, you know, just from a fan perspective, I kind of don't want them to, because what if the Cowboys lose? And I think the Cowboys play before them anyway. But you can't, you have to go further in the playoffs than the Eagles, or you have no bragging rights anymore, right?
Yeah, they play the game right after the Eagles.
and in this scenario, let's assume they go into Lambeau and beat the Packers, and then the Cowboys win against the Cardinals or Rams. So you're hosting the NFC Championship game, but it's against the Eagles. So I can handle, although I wouldn't like it, but I can handle losing in Lambeau to the Packers in the NFC Championship game. But I don't know that I can handle losing to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game and letting them go to the Super Bowl. It would be a preferable matchup. Obviously, you'd rather have the Eagles at home than go to Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Is that your most hated rival or?
Yeah.
How's your, like, as far as, like,
well,
I know, like, growing up, were you hating the 49ers?
Not so much. Because, you know, when you're kind of emotionally into it, I mean, I remember watching Cowboys Super Bowls when I was a kid. But when you're emotionally into it, it's what teams are good or beating you at the time. The 49ers weren't really anything. And I think every time the Cowboys played, it was kind of always, they played the 49ers, it was kind of down and like, you know, whatever. I mean, I remember Romo with a lacerated spleen or a cracked rib or whatever he had, throwing in overtime to Jesse Hawley and then beating the 49ers and then them losing an ugly one at the at Cowboys Stadium. And so, you know, it's there. I don't really like them, but it's definitely the Eagles because the Eagles are always back and forth. They've obviously been good a lot of the times the Cowboys have been. Going back, I mean, I dislike the Vikings more, it's hard to find a team that's not really kind of a rival to the Cowboys, but mostly because them losing to Favre in the playoffs. That's kind of, yeah. I believe I was in high school or right out of high school then.
Yeah.
So, and the Giants, it's hard not to like them right now, or it's hard to really dislike them now because they're not really that good. And it's kind of like Washington. I don't like them, but it's kind of a laughing stock organization right now. The Giants are kind of as well, but I think they'll get it picked up. But, you know, Washington's just – that's just bad. I mean, they don't even have bragging rights. The Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently, have won a playoff game more recently. The Eagles and Giants, you actually have to hold level of respect to them because they've won Super Bowls more recently.
Yeah.
I definitely don't like them. The Steelers, I'm kind of there. I think really in my most recent memory, the Cowboys have beaten the Steelers more often.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have.
Even last year, they almost beat them with DiNucci. Was it DiNucci or Gilbert? I don't remember. One of the Cowboys' third string quarterbacks nearly beat them. Eagles have got to be the most hated. And it's just, and people probably say the exact same thing about Cowboys fans. I get it. They're just so obnoxious. I know Redskins fans, Washington football team fans and Giants fans and Steelers fans. And they're kind of like, they like to give you a hard time as fun, but you know, they legitimately understand where the Cowboys are at and where their own team is at. And Eagles fans know when they suck, but they will not give Cowboys any credit ever.
I mean,
and maybe most Cowboys fans are like that. I'm not really like that. I usually give credit where it's due in most situations, and I'll be honest about the Cowboys. But Eagles fans, to me, are the worst.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I agree. I have, like, out of all the sports fans, well, my dad and one of my best friends are Steelers fans. But as far as, like, my friends that are Eagles fans, they're definitely the most obnoxious. They're, you know, always talking, you know. So I agree 100%.
And I mean, there were some 49ers fans that posted that they love this matchup. But again, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with going on. It's like a few weeks ago when McCarthy said he felt confident about the win. He thinks they're going to win. McCarthy guarantees win. You know, I think it was against Washington, the first game against Washington. Yeah. And I'm like, you can be confident. You don't have to be Roethlisberger and say you don't have a chance, or, you know.
Right.
And that's, man, I don't know. That's just, we can get a whole nother subject. I think we should have a show about why Cowboys are America's team, and it's that. Oh. It's,
yeah.
Say what you want about their success lately, but they're always the most watched games. Mm-hmm. They're the most, every year they do a study and they're the most liked team and the most mm-hmm. disliked team.
Meaning right.
Everybody has an opinion. There's yeah. very few people that are like, oh yeah, the Panthers. Okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah. They're always, they're the most talked about team there. Even when on their down years, they could be like 3-5. They're the headline of SportsCenter.
Exactly. The media is all like, over like, them.
Talk about somebody else, like, you know, but it's just, I don't know. I get it though. You know, that's why they're America's team. So,
and now that we've alienated half of our listeners, any who are Eagles fans or just hate the Cowboys, I want to thank everybody for listening to the sports page. And hopefully the Cowboys can pull it out. We can have a fun divisional round episode next week. And I'm Ashton here with Chris. We'll see you next time.
All right.